Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pinken.com Norwich City podcast. We're going to rattle through this quite quickly. We're in the bowels of Carrow Road, which is probably not an operative way of describing things at the moment. My name is Michael Bailey. I'm with David Freezer. Paddy opted out of this weekend. I mean, he does know how to pick these games.
Lucky man.
Norwich City lost 1-0 at home to West Bromwich Albion in the Premier League this afternoon. It is almost 24 past six, so we're right after the game. And of course, we've got a trip to Everton on Tuesday coming up too in the League Cup. But Dave, as things still settle down, your initial thoughts on that?
Yeah, very disappointing. The first 20-25 minutes, they were really good. They flew out of the blocks, and Wes Hoolan, Johnny Howson both had good chances, which they put over. Nathan Redmond too at the back post as well, which perhaps could have done better with. He forced one good save from Burs Myhill. But from there on in, they just seemed to pretty much implode. And West Brom were a Tony Pulis side, as you would expect. They were pretty solid and pretty direct, and could easily have been 2-0 up at half time in the end, because City pretty much went into their shells. It was quite a strange one, and the mood at Carrow Road swung quite dramatically. Alex Neil's just answered why that happened, and he just said that he felt that they couldn't keep up that intensity. So as he'd said in the run up to the game, the first goal was going to be crucial. They didn't manage to find it against a resolute defence who have now got 6 clean sheets in 10 games, I think, and they sort of fell apart from there.
Yeah, good analysis. I think the thing with West Brom is that they are probably going to clean sheet their way to survival. Mm. They do seem wholly average, but then the average side tend to be pretty good in the Premier League at the moment. The first goal was always going to be crucial. So how on earth do you legislate for switching off like that 58 seconds into a second half that effectively decided the game? I mean, I think I tweeted straight after that, well, that's that then, pretty much. And it felt like it, and it went on to be proven true.
Yeah, pretty much. I think once West Brom were in front, with the experience that they've got on the field, the likes of Darren Fletcher, Johnny Evans, Gareth McCauley, you know, those guys know how to hold on to a win at the top level. Russell Martin was caught out of position by Berahino in the lead up to the goal. It was an excellent cross by James McLean, which kind of took John Ruddy out of the play. There wasn't a lot John Ruddy could do about it. Bessong was beaten to the header by Rondon at close range, and it was a reasonably decent goal. But the reaction to it wasn't great. I put it to Alex Neil about Russell Martin perhaps looking a bit rusty positionally as a fullback, having played at centre back for quite a while now, and he said that they worked on it all week in training. He's an international player, he should be able to deal with it, but I would say he probably didn't overall over the course of the game. He didn't really look right. I've seen a few comments on Twitter saying that he almost looked like he was in a bit of a sulk to be played at right back.
Well, yeah, and this is where it gets very difficult to describe these things. And Russell is a top man, so I don't think there's any issues there. I think he looked like someone who was gutted that he had basically set his stall out about 6 months to a year ago, that he wanted to play centre back. He wants to be a centre back now. And I think to then be asked to play full back this week, I know he's worked on it all week, but to be asked to almost regress to the position he used to play in probably is really disappointing for him as a player, because it almost signifies that it's just not worked for him in the position he wants and feels he needs to be playing. I think that's a really difficult thing for him to judge. Of course, he'd rather be playing than not, even if it's at right back, but maybe City as well have to move on to the point where they have a right back that isn't someone who wants to play centre back and their captain.
Well, yeah, it's almost like a bit of a slight on him, isn't it? And equally, Sir Andre Wisdom, who must be thinking, well, what am I doing here? Am I going to get a game? Does the manager rate me? There's plenty of questions there. And I think it's difficult to disguise body language, isn't it? And as much as Russ might say different and he, you know, tried to put his head down and work hard, your body language gives yourself away a lot of the time. And he didn't look best pleased to be there. I thought Ryan Bennett was okay, though. I don't think he did a great deal wrong. He actually showed quite a calm head at times, as opposed to Sebastian Bessong, who had a quite fitful game with some strange touches. You know, we saw kind of the best and the worst of him at times.
But that's the awkward thing, I think, because Ryan Bennett did do well. I thought he came in and looked pretty solid. The problem is that Sebastian Bessong didn't look as comfortable having Ryan alongside him as he did Russ, so you almost pass on the issues then it's an issue. But that was the main change, I suppose, before kickoff. Wes came back in, Matt Jarvis came back in. Norwich were okay going forward. They, you know, created some good opportunities in the first 20 minutes, but as has been the issue against West Brom, found it very, very hard, certainly once they went a goal behind. The crowd turned really quickly. I mean, we're obviously looking for a reaction to what happened at Newcastle, but it surprised me how serious it got in here in the second half. There were boos during the second half. They weren't happy with how it was going, and the crowd didn't seem to have much patience for it.
Yeah, I was surprised that it turned quite as quickly as it did. You know, they were, it was only 1-0 against a good side, a good experienced side. I think the frustration stems from perhaps a fair bit of naivety being shown in recent games. And it was perhaps almost a bit like watching Arsenal at their worst, in that there was a lot of nice football, but not a lot of end product on it. You know, Mbakani, despite Brady, Jarvis, Houlihan looking pretty good at times and working in triangles, doing nice looking things, they weren't finding Mbakani. The crosses and the set pieces all were pretty poor today. Nathan Redmond's corners, you know, didn't impress remotely. So it was just a bad day at the office. But on top of, you know, a very bad day up at Newcastle last week, and with Manchester City coming next Saturday, Alex Neil's now facing the biggest challenge of his managerial career to try and find a way to lift them, you know. And the only way I think they can do that from this situation is to go to Everton and win in the fourth round of the League Cup on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's a difficult one because Alex said he's never been beaten by six as a manager. Now this today he's saying, you know, I've never lost three games in a row as a manager. We are dealing with a manager who has limited experience, which of course we knew about anyway. But that's the reality of it. Norwich's next games: Manchester City, Chelsea, and Arsenal at varying positions. And then they've got Swansea in the middle of that lot. It doesn't get any easier. And they're already not averaging a point a game. So,
nice.
I mean, we can't dress this up. I mean, I've had quite a few conversations about this already tonight, and you know, this is where Norwich are. They are newly promoted. You know, teams like West Brom, you may think you need to beat them at home, but you know, they've got a lot of good, reasonable Premier League players. But yeah, this is a serious issue for Norwich, and I know we're early, but this kind of pattern goes one way. A team that gets relegated is still going to win 6-7 games. Doesn't mean that you win a game and it's not going to happen. So it's a worry. I'm getting myself down here, so you talk, don't you?
I think it's sort of the epitome of in between a rock and a hard place, isn't it? Because now you almost would welcome Chris Hughton back at this moment in time.
Good job, with no one else in this room, is there?
Because, you know, Chris Hughton's team beat Arsenal 1-0 here in the Premier League. And that approach against these big teams is what's needed. What perhaps maybe the changing feature is that Yusuf Malumbu hopefully is fit to come back and bolster the midfield and give them a stronger defensive unit, which they're definitely going to need, because it's going to be tough this next few weeks. But that's the thing that fans have to accept, don't they? If you want better football and you want the sort of buccaneering style that Alex Neil has brought, it's going to take times when it's going to be difficult. So they're going to have to dig deep and find something, but they're going to have to defend a heck of a lot better than they are at the moment.
It's just bizarre that their sort of composure and guile that they were showing in possession earlier in the season, to be honest, a few weeks ago, it's not really that long ago, just seems to have evaporated, which I guess comes with the confidence. I think there's a pattern now of Norwich being allowed possession, teams not being worried about that, and then just getting the ball back. And
but they're not far off, are they? I mean, if you take those first two chances today, they probably could have gone on and won 4-0 quite comfortably, because they were technically on a different level to West Brom at that point going forward. They just were missing that end touch, and that's what, you know, Alex Neil was lamenting after the game, that in both boxes it wasn't going right for them. So if they can just find the finishing touch, if they can get Mbakani or Jerome firing properly, I think maybe Wes doesn't quite have that the same understanding with Mbakani that Jerome does. It didn't quite look right today, but they've got to find that and they've got to take their chances, because other than perhaps Alex Tetti, Robbie Brady, maybe Matt Jarvis today, there weren't very many bright spots. So it's down to the players. I think the manager said pretty much after the game that he's not going to change his approach. Not yet. He's not been convinced of that, although he's open to new ideas. It's now to the players to just take the bull by the horns and sort the situation out. Otherwise, they're going to start slipping towards being relegation, I don't want to say favourites, but certainly firmly in the relegation battle.
It's interesting that he won't change his approach. At some point, they're going to need to change their approach going to Manchester City and players like that. They're going to need to do something to mix it up. But anyway, I'm still raw. Let's hear from Alec Neil and Ryan Bennett.
That was something we spoke about during the week. We spoke about in the press as well about how important that first goal is going to be. I felt first half we had enough ball and sort of good areas that we were in. A couple of decent opportunities where we could have took the lead, but obviously when you can see the goal so early in the sort of second half, and you end up having to sort of chase your tail a little bit. And I think the story of the game is the fact that defensively, I think they put maybe six or seven crosses into our box and they got an end of a few of them, nearly scored, and we must have put about 30 or 40 into their box, and they defended their box better than us. That's the bottom line. We didn't do well enough in terms of making sure that we score at one end and sort of clear our lines at that.
Yeah, it's obviously difficult to take, for everyone, from the people in the stands to the players in the dressing room. At times we dominated the game with the ball, and it's just unfortunate we come out after half time conceded quite easily to give them the advantage. And we spoke about what they wanted to do before the game, and that was exactly it. They sit back, they hold in, and they nicked one against us and makes it a tough game again. But I think, as I said, we had enough of the ball to create some chances. Unfortunately today it didn't happen, so we have to move on as a team, as a group, to put it right, and we'll work hard this week to do that. It's been tough and the lads have done well, so it doesn't really annoy me that much when the lads are doing well. But as I say, hopefully if I stay in the team and can do well, then the same thing will happen to me and someone else will be out of the team. So swings and roundabouts in football, everyone knows what comes around. But it's just one of them things, you've got to go and you've got to work hard and keep going. And that's what I've done, and hopefully I can reap the rewards from that and get in the team.
I've never lost three games in a row as a manager, and it doesn't feel good. You want to make sure you go and put it right, and we'll get a real tough game next. But the bottom line is, I'll keep going what I think I'm good at, and I'll keep working hard, and hopefully we can improve and the players can go and do better in games.
Okay, let's wrap this up quickly, Dave. That's enough of the game. Everton on Tuesday in the Cup. Everton are in the midst of playing Arsenal at the moment. I think they're 2-1 down at the Gunners. It's going to be a tricky game, isn't it, really? It was a terrible draw, really, for Norwich, let's be honest about it.
Yeah, it's not easy. They've just got to go there and give absolutely everything because, like I say, they need a lift. The fans need a lift. I think maybe you've got to give a few other players a chance. Maybe Kyle Lafferty. I don't understand why Lewis Grabban's on the bench. Like, you couldn't bring him on in that situation today because the crowd were already kind of down. At least Lafferty would have given the crowd a little bit of a lift. So, yeah, they've got to go there, like I say, grab the ball by the horns and really do everything they can to get a win. Because if not, if you lose by two or three goals up there, then everyone's going to be terrified of going to Man City.
It's already quite a terrifying prospect. Yeah, indeed. It is going to be a tricky one up at Goodison Park. We'll have to see how it goes. Of course, it will be decided on the night, so there wasn't at least a replay.
They're fallible, aren't they? They were rolled over quite easily by Manchester United 3-0 last weekend. So they're a bit of an up and down side, but you wouldn't have thought they'll play a full strength side as well, because they've got a big squad, haven't they? So there might be the opportunity there, and that could just be the thing that helps to turn things.
And I imagine we may well see Malumbu too. Right, we'll wrap this up. Dave, thank you very much. Thanks all you for listening. Don't forget, we will be at Goodison Park and the usual analysis at pinken.com and in the Eastern Daily Press and, of course, Mustard TV, all the usuals. But I think now we're going to start the rest of our weekend because it's been a long, hard day. So thanks very much, and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.